This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's a secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
Yes, it is Figgy Smith's tape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Thursday. Happy Thursday to everyone out there. So, a little news about Lopez legend, Lopez guy, he ain't never canceling.
Yep.
No matter what he do. Mm-hmm. A complaint was filed in Los Angeles Superior Court, accuses the 85-year-old Smokey Robinson.
Innocent.
As your man.
Innocent.
As your friend, as your best friend, your buddy, the guy you do everything with.
As your guy, bro.
A sexual battery, false imprisonment, negligence. Gender violence.
See, that's how you know Figgy is a good person. He don't even know what negligence is. What are you talking about?
I heard it a couple times. But
wait, hold on. What you trying to tell us here?
Nah, I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
All right.
I plead the fifth. So, yeah, he got a lot going on here, man. Number of labor violations related to wages, breaks, meal times, and overtime pay. Mm-hmm. So here's NBC News with the story.
Okay. Four women are making some disturbing new allegations against a Motown legend. In a lawsuit filed today against Smokey Robinson, the women who used to work for him say he sexually assaulted them and created a hostile work environment, among other things. Robinson's wife is also named in the lawsuit. It details multiple allegations, some as recent as last year. One employee says Robinson sexually assaulted her at least 23 times. Another says Robinson's, quote, brutal sexual advances were constant and even predictable while she worked for him. His accusers are seeking at least $50 million. NBC News has reached out to Robinson's reps for comment. No word back yet.
Yeah, so it's getting pretty serious, man.
It sounds it.
And the first thing I thought about, so you know whenever somebody get in a situation like this, mm-hmm. we kind of pocket watch a little bit. We kind of look at their brands like, oh, when Deshaun Watson got caught mm-hmm. up and all that stuff. Hey, Gatorade, what Gatorade gonna do?
Yeah.
What Beats by Dre gonna do?
Yeah.
I was kind of hating a little bit on this because I mentioned yesterday how I listened to a lot of SiriusXM radio.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I forgot you got that wealth.
Yeah, I'm the one person that listened to it. I'm the 2% that listened to it. But I listened to a station on there. So it's a Soul Town station,
mm-hmm.
and it's called Smokey Soul Town.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
This is my personal opinion.
Why does that feel like Guy Fieri's burger, like on the cruise ships?
My personal opinion, I feel like the station kind of went down when they branded it all around Smokey Robinson.
Mm, okay.
Like they play a lot of the same stuff. They don't really play a lot of good songs yeah. now. So I'm wondering. I'm like, are they gonna yeah. scratch the imaging off of that?
Yeah,
because it don't look too good.
It ain't a great look.
Yeah, yeah. So anywho. I feel like we need to kind of take him to in the loop court, man. Because
okay.
I felt like he's going through a lot of stuff right now, like with the lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if we've seen this coming, man.
Okay.
I wonder if we've seen this coming because he's been showing a lot of weird, perverted stuff.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to take him to court. I'm going to have John Lopez be the judge of this, and I'm going to present evidence.
Okay, I want to hear some of this evidence because right now it's just hearsay.
Yeah, just hearsay. I don't know.
Yeah.
But so I want to start with this. He put out an album mm-hmm. called Gasms.
I'm sorry, what? Gasms?
He put out an album called Gasms.
Well, it ain't looking great for him so far.
That's right.
Yeah.
How long ago? That was like a year or two ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago. I think because I checked his albums on Tidal
mm-hmm.
And that was the second newest one. Mm-hmm. He released something after Gasms.
Okay.
And I'm going to go through this track list. I want to see if there's a couple red flags in here, all right? The first track on here is called Gasms.
That makes sense. It's the title of the album.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
The second track, How You Make Me Feel.
How You Make Me Feel. Okay.
There's a possibility.
Yeah. Not too bad. It's not like an R&B song or something like that.
Yeah.
The third one, I Want to Know Your Body.
Oh, okay. No. All right, Smokey.
No, Smokey, don't.
The fourth track, I Keep Calling You.
I Want to Know Your Body. I Keep Calling You.
Yeah, it could easily be like a, I keep calling you, or I keep calling
I
you.
Keep calling
oh,
you.
Oh, I hadn't even considered the aggressive
Yeah.
The fifth track is Roll Around.
Roll Around. No, that's okay. Yeah, that's all right.
The sixth track, Besides.
Nah, still pretty innocuous there, yeah.
Yep, this will start getting a little iffy right here.
Oh, no.
Number seven.
Starts getting a little iffy?
Yeah. If We Don't Have Each Other.
Yeah, If We Don't Have Each Other is kind of, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, because what is the implication?
If we don't or what?
Yeah.
Yep. Number eight, You Fill Me Up.
You Fill Me Up.
All right.
And number nine, to top it off, I Fit In There.
I Fit In There.
Okay.
That's the name of the track.
That's crazy, bro.
All right, so John Lopez, how you feel about evidence number one
so far? I'm a big fan of his music. And that's how I feel.
This
about
album,
not this album.
Okay.
Not this album, but I'm a big fan of his music. I'll put it that way, how I feel.
Okay. So I'm glad you said you're a big fan of his music because I got a couple of these songs, isn't it? I got some of these songs from this album called Gasms. And
you keep saying that, huh?
Yeah. This is the first song. So here's Smokey Robinson, a little piece of Gasms.
Okay.
Me feel better than good.
Hey,
Smokey.
It's your man.
No,
I actually don't like the song itself.
Every kind of gasm. All right, that's probably enough.
that might be too much.
Yeah, it's trending in the wrong direction so far.
The lyrics are bad.
Yeah,
like let's just start there.
Yeah,
the lyrics are bad. Mm-hmm. But also on top of it, I think the instrumentation is not very good, which I was about to say something bad.
Yeah.
I'm not more offended by that, but I'm fairly offended by the fact that that is not like the song does not feel like it stands up to the level of what you would expect. From
Smokey Robinson. You can't even play the instrumental.
No, you can't.
That's not instrumental. I'd rather listen to an elevator instrumental.
Yeah.
So here's the another song on this album called I Fit In There.
Oh, this is I Fit In There. Make some room for me. Oh, Lord.
If deep down inside you're hoping to fill up an opening.
He really just became a creepy old man.
This is bad. Oh, God.
That sounds like an SNL.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's just so on the nose.
Yeah.
How you feeling so far, man?
It's getting worse.
About your buddy?
It's getting worse.
You feel like you can make a judgment now, or you still need more evidence?
I probably could, but I want to hear some
more. All right, let's hear one more. Let's cap it off with this. Yeah. Smokey Robinson, I Keep Calling You.
Wherever we might be, simple things like judging in public.
What? Bro!
Simple things like what?
You're going to make me say this?
What did he say? I missed that.
You want to play it again?
Simple things like touching in public.
Okay. Yeah.
Smokey, what is wrong with you, man?
Yeah.
This is your legend, man.
Yeah.
You're going to have to make a really tough decision.
I like his old stuff.
Man.
Let me put it, I'm changing my mind. I like his old stuff.
Yeah, you're going to have to make that
I'm glad you said some old stuff, man.
Yeah. Because oh,
I got a classic right here.
I know
here.
Where he's I'm going.
A, hey. This is with the Miracles?
Nope. Nah, he probably wish he had a miracle right here. So, this is one of his classic songs, man. He actually shot a video for this, and it was all for a good cause right here.
All right.
Here's Smokey Robinson.
All right, he's going to redeem himself.
Smokey Robinson, Gang Bang.
Oh, wait.
Here we go. You got to sing it with me, Reggie. Come on.
wasting your time, drinking that wine,
smoking that smoke, doing that coke.
Wow.
Come on, Reggie, we got to do it. Come on.
You got to hit the hook. Got to hit the
hook. Gang banging.
There we go.
Gang banging.
Yeah.
Gang banging.
Yeah. The musical touch has been gone for a while.
It has been gone for a while. The man is 85. But, you know, here's where you...
It's kind of going out sad, though, man.
Oh, very
Because
much.
You still got some legends in the game that still... create some bangers, man. You got Charlie Wilson. He's still doing this thing.
But this is like when...
This is sad.
When this local news reporter shows up and asks the neighbor, did you ever see any signs that this might happen?
That's true. That's the signs were there.
That's where I'm getting at.
Did
bro.
I
were
ever see
attention?
Any signs?
Yeah. Because, yes. Look, I ain't gonna lie, man. Maybe I'm part of the problem. But when he released that song, Gang Banging, mm-hmm. we was laughing at it.
Yeah.
We was joking around with it. And then he released the track list for this album, Gasms.
Yeah.
We was kind of laughing at it,
like,
too.
What is he doing? He's not
yeah,
even hiding it
anymore.
I'm like,
man, this old man, we've seen a couple videos in concert. He was being a freaky old man.
Yeah. He's not even hiding it anymore.
He's not hiding
it. I fit in there.
All right. I don't
that
think you have to keep
song.
Saying
that.
Hey,
that
just the Gasms was. I'm like, all right, what you doing, old
I'm
man?
Very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
All right, Lopez, I need you to make a decision, man.
Yeah,
how you feel about your best friend right
now? I thought I would feel bad about this, but I really don't feel so bad anymore. Guilty.
All
guilty.
Okay. Yeah, that was tough,
that
man.
That was tough.
That was tough to do, man. All right, let's... All right. Oh, Joy Taylor, man.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, speaking of craziness, we got to talk about a little Joy Taylor. So she was on a podcast not too long ago, and she was actually on the podcast with Paul Pierce.
Okay.
And somebody else, I forgot who the other girl was, but they asked her about her non-negotiables in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what she had to say.
What are some of your non-negotiables?
For relationships?
Yeah, for relationships.
I can't do That's not my thing.
What do you mean?
You can't have no friends.
Oh, no. Of course,
no,
friends.
I'm saying, you,
of course, friends.
This is
friends.
Your,
and friends are not the same thing.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, I can't do the whole, like, just, you know, like.
She can't do B words.
Oh,
so women.
Okay.
Oh. So guys with women.
Yeah. I was like, what is this word?
Yeah. She can't do women. Yeah.
Like, some men have and I can't do it. I'm not like. If you, I can't do. Right. Everyone knows what I'm talking about. I can't do.
Yeah. What else is non-negotiable for you?
I'm less and less interested in religious men. If I'm being honest with you, you hit me with the man of God thing. I've had some negative experiences with people that lead with their
religion.
Okay. I was raised in a Baptist church, very very religious family. I don't think that just because you're a Christian that you are, you know. Not living a good life. I'm just saying, if that's the first thing that you bring to the table, it's a red flag for me because
you feel
I don't
like they're
care.
Hiding behind their
I
religion.
Don't care. Why? What
Something
does this
happened
matter to
with
me?
That before. That's what that happened.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
Hmm. Is this a red flag?
What, her?
Yeah, no. Do you feel like her non-negotiables? Is that a red flag?
I think it has to do with your personal experiences, like she said. Like maybe, you know, you've been burned by something like that.
I think this entire mixtape is an exercise in context
because
you brought up Joy Taylor and I immediately went to like, where is that particular lawsuit at? Right. And so you have that and then you bring this along with the non-negotiables. And I'm like, OK, see, I feel like I might not react the same way I did listening to that.
Yeah.
Now, I was not thinking about the fact that, you know, there was that one thing that was out there when it came to the workplace romances.
Yeah.
Now, she said for a guy, she can't do a guy with a lot of women.
Mm hmm.
So she says she can't do that. Also,
see, that feels reasonable,
this,
though.
Yeah, this is not in the clip,
mm-hmm.
but she says she can date a 25-year-old.
She would?
She would.
Yeah.
And she's, I want to say she's like 38.
She would also date her boss.
Allegedly, I think.
Allegedly,
I guess.
Yeah.
I think that's how that litigation goes.
Yeah.
Whew, okay. More power. My thought also was, just did we think it was a good idea doing this podcast in general with all things considered?
Right. And then that topic in particular.
Like what happened to laying low? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like what happened to laying low? I felt like there was a time where something happened and you're like, you know what we're going to do right now? Lay low.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of laying low, Shannon Sharpe is not laying low at all.
What is he doing? Why are all these people doing
He is still
this?
Doing his podcast. Nothing happened. Okay. He said, and to be fair, that's his. It's not part of ESPN. He's not on ESPN, but he's still doing Club Shay Shay, I want to say. He's still doing the nightcap with Ocho Cinco. And, yeah, he just moving on like Tony Busby ain't around, buzzing in his ear. So, yeah, I guess this is the new wave. And I wouldn't be surprised if Joy Taylor, if she, I guess, I don't want to say get fired from FS1, but if they move on, she going to get in some type of podcast space.
And it like
an uncut type of podcast. That's her space right there. That type of stuff, I can see her getting some type of fat deal with that. And just moving on and dressing how she wanna dress.
Oh wow.
No, for real.
Showing up to work however she likes.
She know what the people want at this point.
Also, isn't that a benefit of having a less buttoned up job is just being able to show up how you want to?
Exactly. I'm actually shy she's showing up to FS1 like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Still. She's not long for that, is she?
I don't think necessarily she wouldn't be. Although, to be fair, old boy that she was working around with.
He's not there
He's no longer at FS1. Mm-hmm. And obviously, I think that makes sense to some degree. Like, it feels like he was utilizing the power dynamics there. And typically, that feels like the place where you go, hey, buddy, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
There. Man, that was someone said OnlyFans. Okay, guys. And then from the 832, tell Joy to holla at Smokey. All right.
Real quick,
new album.
Real quick before we get out of here, we like Stephen A. Smith acting, right?
Sure.
Yes.
He was in General Hospital. Tonight, he will be on Law & Order.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he will be on I want to say it's the original Law & Order. It's not SVU anything. Yeah, yeah. But original Law & Order, and he will be playing a no-nonsense sports agent named Ted Hunter.
Ted Hunter. Okay, I might.
I got a hunch he'll pull that off.
Yeah, I seen a quick little picture of it. Looked like he wearing the same damn suit he wearing on the first take. I respect it, though, but he going to be a sports agent.
All
right. I might have to check that out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm at this point, it's tough because Law & Order, I don't really love procedurals, but I did say that I want to watch Stephen A. Smith. I don't know, maybe.
You'll like it. I'm not a Law & Order guy, but I'm sure it'll be
good. This will be good. I don't think it's, I mean, it got to be really bad if he screw up Law & Order.
Yeah. Anyway,
yeah, that is fair. All right. Okay, guys, calm down. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get ready to hand it over to the fellas of The Drive. Clinton Ron, we'll do that next.